He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, December the 3rd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's see, we got a little bit of a chill, a little bit of a December chill in the market. Not too much, though. You know, we're getting spoiled. We're getting used to new highs on a daily basis. That's not going to happen forever. This is not a time to not be vigilant, as always, to keep our eyes on the market. What's the problem these days? Well, the economic news has been too good. And so now taper talk has entered back into the picture once again, and I think 2014 the market will be built around taper talk. All right? We've got the S&P 500 down 2 points today at 1798.61. Uh-oh. We've lost that 800 level. We're just, what, a couple of points below the S&P 500. The Dow is down 44 points. Oh, no, 15,964. We've lost that 16,000 level. Like I say, it's not a time to let our guard down. As always, we have to be vigilant in these markets. This almost five-year-old bull market is not going to last forever. But while it's roaring and while it's hitting new highs, we want to take advantage of it. Hey, the NASDAQ's up a couple today. So see, there you go. We're at 4,047 on the NASDAQ. We have the 10-year yield at 2.77%. Continues to tick a little higher there. We have crude oil at 93.90. And we have gold down to 1219. I mean, we could see 1100 here on gold real soon. So, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, this has been a year for U.S. stocks. We get more confirmation that South America continues to contract. Brazil GDP comes in at negative. Negative 0.5%. Their economy is not growing. Their economy is contracting. And that's one of the reasons why you have seen poor performance this year out of Latin America. Well, I can remember the day when ILF, I believe that's an ETF that covers Latin America, was the hottest exchange-traded fund in the entire market. It was a great place to be invested. Well, you know what? Things come in favor and they go out of favor. And those people that loaded up in the Latin America fund and never made any changes, well, you know, it hasn't been a good few years for Latin America, particularly Brazil. Monday, Cyber Monday. You know, I said over the week, well, I said on Monday that I didn't see a lot of people at the malls this weekend. I just wonder how many folks are now shopping online from home. Well, Amazon sales this Cyber Monday versus last Cyber Monday were up 44%. Now, where did that 44% come from? I say it came from the mall. I say it came from people that said, you know what? I hate traffic. I hate sitting at traffic lights. I hate crowds. I hate fighting over a parking spot. I hate people cutting in front of me in line. I hate the music at the mall and on and on and on. I think I'll just sit here in my slippers and shop online. They have a much bigger selection. And when I find something I like, then I can shop for the best price. Makes sense, doesn't it? Well, Amazon, I think my theory is backed up by the results posted by Amazon. Sales up 44% year over year. And they did a lot of sales a year ago. And yet their sales were up 40. How many transactions did that website handle over the holiday weekend? Huh? I think that they should have handled the government.gov, healthcare.gov website. Detroit, will they file for bankruptcy or not? We should know real soon. Will they be allowed to file for bankruptcy? You know, this is a very, very key decision. And this is a very, very key development to watch, because what you're seeing is in Detroit is akin to what happened in Greece. What happened in Greece? Overpromised. Ran out of money. Had to start cutting employees' benefits, retirees' benefits. People that retired with the guarantee, with the pension. And all of a sudden, that pension was in trouble. Guess what? Everybody said it will soon come to America. Well, it's showing up in Detroit right now. Detroit could be the first big city. I don't know the last big city. Well, San Jose filed for bankruptcy. But if Detroit files for bankruptcy, if they're allowed to file for bankruptcy, the ramifications will be far and wide. Retirees in Detroit will have their pensions at risk, just like Greece. And those that said what's happening in Greece will someday arrive on the American shores can now point to Detroit and say, well, is this the beginning? So we'll be watching this whole situation today and in the days and weeks to come. Good news on the economy is bad news for the market. We're seeing that dynamic again. You know what? A lot is made of taper talk, and a lot should be made of taper talk, because we've had the Fed behind us. And that's been, in my opinion, the biggest driving force to the stock market's new highs. The 16,000 on the Dow, the 1,800 on the S&P 500, the 4,000 on the NASDAQ would not have happened were it not for the Fed backing the market. I just think that's a simple fact, which begs the question, what happens when the Fed no longer is backing the market? That's why we have to be ever so vigilant on a daily basis. I don't believe in being stocks 100% of the time. I don't believe in being bonds 100% of the time. I don't believe in being in a 50-50 asset class mix 100% of the time. I believe in going where the action is. And that's why watching the Fed in 2014, just like we did here in 2013, will probably hold the key to the future of this almost five-year-old bull market. And you know, not only the U.S. markets are watching the Fed, world markets are watching the Fed. The headline today, world stocks fall on apprehension about Fed tapering. You see, a strong ISM number in America reverberates throughout the world. And in France, they say, uh-oh, here comes that Fed tapering, and it affects the French stock market. And it affects the FTSE in England, and it affects stock markets all over the world. So what the Fed does will hold the keys, in my opinion, to how the markets perform in 2014. I wouldn't expect another 26% year, that's for sure. I would expect things to be a lot tougher in 2014. I think a lot of people have been lulled a little bit into overconfidence that this market's going to go up forever, than that anybody can pick stocks in good times or bad times. That's dangerous. That's dangerous to be mired in that kind of thought. We always have to be on our toes. We always have to be vigilant. And I think it's almost a certainty that 2014 will be a lot harder, a lot more difficult than 2013. UBS upgrades Apple to a buy. As you know, I got back into Apple several months ago. I said eventually the downtrend in Apple would cease, that eventually Apple would start going sideways, and eventually Apple stock would break out once again and begin a new uptrend. And it has. Not only has it begun a new uptrend, Apple is breaking out to the upside. And as it was breaking out this past several weeks, I've been adding to my position. UBS upgrades or ups Apple's target price from 540 to 650. Let's just take a look and see where Apple is trading today. I have about a $900 target price, but that's 5 years from now. A lot can happen between now and then. In the short term, they've got a $6.50 target price. Apple is up 9 to 560 right now. So, hey, I'd be happy with 650 here in the next year. And as I would say, once again, it's not a time to let our guard down here. It's a time to be very, very vigilant. We've had it pretty easy here in 2013. And it would be very easy to get overconfident here in 2014. But we don't want to do that. We ever want to be vigilant on these markets. We'll talk about some individual stocks here when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, the one area in 2013 that's been difficult, but I'm pretty pleased with the results that I've been able to rack up, is for people that need income. This is a difficult environment for people that need income. You know, the simple reason is we're in a rising interest rate environment. You say, oh boy, well, rates must be going up at the local bank on the passbook savings and the six-month CDs and one-year CDs. Yeah, but they're still paltry, right? Last time I looked, a one-year CD, I'll have to check where they're at these days, but hey, you know, just right around 1% somewhere in there. You're not going to live off of 1% when you've got inflation of over 3%. And any kind of fixed income, any kind of lending that you've done this year in the way of bonds has also been very detrimental. Anything you made in the way of income was more than likely offset and then some with the loss of principal. And I don't know that prospects look all that good for bonds in the future. Now, it would seem that there's going to be a lot of rebalancing done in portfolios here towards the end of this year. And it would seem that we would see a rally in the bond market as people rebalance their portfolios. People that are in those asset class mixes, those asset allocation types of strategies. Because their stocks have given outsized gains here in 2013, while their bonds have lost money. So in theory, we should see a big flow into the bond market late in December and early in January. And we should see a big flow out of the stock market as rebalancing takes place. I think that's something that we need to be aware of. We could very easily get a sucker move in bonds late in December, early in July that looks like, oh boy, this is going to be a great year for the bond market. But then you have to recognize that there's a lot of rebalancing that's taking place. It's kind of an artificial move that will end. Once it's over. And then bonds will go back on their merry way wherever market thinks that interest rates belong. The same with the stock market. We could get kind of a false sell-off in the stock market late in December, early in January, as money comes out of the stock market and goes into the bond market. And then everything settles back down and the stock market goes on its merry way. But I'm real proud that I didn't have anybody in bonds this year. I'm one of those radicals. I'm one of those radicals that don't go along with modern portfolio theory, which was invented sometime in the 50s, wasn't it? Early 60s? How modern is it? Is what I would ask. Because just going 50-50, I don't know. You're accepting defeat on the one hand. Yeah, you know, I know one of my assets is more than likely going to go down and one's going to go up. And I just hope that between the difference, the two of them, one will go up a little more than the other one goes down. And that's kind of the nature of the beast. But I take a different approach. I rank those 45 asset classes on a daily basis. I spot trends. I was looking at a poster on my wall yesterday. We took snapshots of the app, blew them up to 2 foot by 3 foot, and we framed them and put them on our walls here in the office. They're from February of this year. February 1st, I believe. And as I walk by that poster and I look at the asset class rankings, which is one of the posters that I have on the wall, back in February 1st of this year, guess what the top three asset classes were? Small cap growth, small cap value, small cap dividend. And as I reported on Monday's show, the top three asset classes as of today are small cap growth, small cap value, and small cap dividend. We've been lucky this year that a trend has been in place and that that trend has stuck and that we've been able to ride that trend. And if I took that same snapshot today and put it right next to the poster, which I probably will do, or put it underneath it or something, it would show that those trends have been in place. And right next door to that poster are the worst asset classes as of February of this year. At the bottom was being short the market, which is still at the bottom. At the bottom was gold, which is still at the bottom. And at the bottom was bonds, which are still at the bottom. So why, I don't know, why do I want to include those three, or those two, bonds, let's say bonds and precious metals, why do I want to include them in my asset allocation when they're so far out of favor, when they're so lowly ranked, and when they're performing so poorly, and the charts are so bad? I think every asset allocator's got to at least consider that. Do you really want to offset fantastic gains with one asset class with poor gains from another? And I know the answer that they would say, yeah, but how do I know when to switch? How do I know what the leading asset classes are? How do I know where to be? Well, you know, I use my app. I use a very simple ranking system that I came up with that tells me what asset classes to be in. And for the last year and a half, I've been out of bonds. And for my income portfolios, I've had an eclectic mix of stocks that give dividend, pay dividends. Okay? One such example is Blackstone Group. The symbol is BX. When I bought Blackstone Group, I don't know how long ago, I'd have to look at my newsletter. I have a huge gain in the stock so far. I reported that they were the biggest owner of single-family homes in America. They're a hedge fund, kind of like a hedge fund. They are alternative asset management and financial advisory services. So they do a lot of different things, and they run a lot of hedge funds. And here I am knocking the hedge fund industry, but at the same time, I'm buying the stock of a hedge fund company, Blackstone Group. Why? Well, here's why. Because they have the results, they have the performance, they have the valuation, and they have the stock chart, and they have the dividend that I require before I own stocks. It doesn't matter if it's a growth stock, it doesn't matter if it's a tech stock, it doesn't matter if it's an income stock. They've got to be at the top of the ladder. They've got to possess those characteristics. I know it narrows the field down considerably, but that's the whole idea, is to come up with only the best. Over the last 5 years, Blackstone Group, which is a market capitalization of $14 billion, and you can imagine where they're headquartered. They're headquartered in New York, right in the heart of Wall Street. Blackstone Group is a $14 billion company, which also currently pays a dividend. Let's see, the current dividend yield on Blackstone is 4.1%. You know, by contrast, U.S. Treasuries are 2.7%. You say, well, there's no risk in U.S. Treasuries. Yes, there is. There's interest rate risk. But there's also risk in owning Blackstone. It's a stock, right? You can at least manage the risk by looking at it every day, making sure things are right, staying on top of it, being vigilant. Yeah, something could happen overnight. They could come haul the CEO off in handcuffs, and you know, that's why you don't want to make any one stock more than 3 or 4% of your overall portfolio. Blackstone has been very good to me. Blackstone is ranked 110 out of 3,732, and it's a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I can't emphasize enough cycles in the market. Companies go through cycles. If you looked at the Dow 50 years ago and the members of the Dow, you probably wouldn't see those companies today. They're gone. And I think someone told me that the CEO of Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos, was on 60 Minutes over the weekend, and I think he made the claim. He says, you know, we won't be around someday. Someone will have come along to have replaced us. And so, you know, you kind of want to own those companies when they're in that sweet spot in their cycle, right? You don't really want to own JCPenney today. You really don't want to own Sears Holding today. You really don't want to own BlackBerry today. Even Cisco, you know, stocks that have had their better years. Stocks have life cycles. Sometimes, however, stocks can have a bad couple of years and then really take off again. Apple's had several lives. I remember when Apple got down into the $1 or $2 area and Jobs was out of a job. The company he created got rid of him. And in came Scully, I believe it was. He didn't do much better. Jobs came back and the rest is history. Well, now Jobs is gone and the stock tanked again. But look at that cycle. You know, when Apple was like in the 380s or so, this is a few years ago, I've said, told the story many times. I wrote a couple of articles that Apple was the cheapest growth stock in the entire market. And, of course, it went to 705 after that. And I had a big position in Apple. But look at the cycles that stocks go through. Apple eventually topped out. When I talk about technical analysis, I say, hey, you know what? Just keep it simple. Is the stock going sideways, which Apple was doing for a while in the 380 area? And I had to point out, along with many other people, that, hey, this stock is so cheap. It's just ridiculous that this thing's going sideways. And it eventually merged out of that sideways base and started a new uptrend. That's the sweet spot for me. That's where I like to buy stocks. And as long as it remains in that uptrend, and as long as it remains highly ranked, and as long as it remains undervalued, well, then you ride it for all it's worth. Hopefully 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Sometimes it only lasts a few months. You just never know. Eventually, looking back, Apple peaked at 705. Okay, and for whatever reasons, it started at that point in time to crest, to plateau, to level off, and then eventually form the most dangerous technical pattern of all. This is the one that we need to be most wary and most watchful for. It can happen in a sector. It can happen in an individual stock. It can happen in an asset class. It can happen in the Dow. It can happen in the NASDAQ. It peaks. It plateaus. And it starts to roll over and go back down the hill. That's the one you want to flee from. Because that's the one that's like a little snowball. You know, at first there's just a little bit of selling taking place. All right, natural selling. And then as it starts to go sideways, people start to say, you know what, I've had a good ride. Looks like this ride is starting to smooth out a little bit. I just think I'll take my profits here. And the profit taking is just, you know, not real overdone at that point in time. Then as it starts to roll over, guys like me start to say, I don't like this. We start to get out. And then it starts to gather steam like a little snowball rolling down a hill. And the next thing you know, that 705 stock is back down to 385 again. All the gains were lost from the big run-up. That's why you have to have some kind of an exit strategy. And that's why, you know, my exit strategy is to sell when the technicals tell me to sell, when the rankings tell me to sell, when the sentiment is turned on a stock, which shows up in the technicals, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and then what did Apple do? It went from that most dangerous trend of all into the one that you just want to get out of the way of, a downtrend. And there were still article after articles being written, it's time to get back in Apple at 600. At 550, at 500, at 450, at 400. And if you just have the simple rule, I don't buy stocks in downtrends, you would have looked at each one of those articles and say, you know what? You can jawbone this stock all you want, but the sentiment is swamping your jawboning. It's like trying to stop a freight train at that point in time. But I also said, Apple's a good company. Eventually, it's going to find a bottom. Eventually, all of these people that are getting shaken out of Apple here, it's going to come to an end. All the angry people are going to be out. Eventually, the stock's going to start to build the base again, which it did. Apple actually did a classic double bottom about 2 or 3 months apart. And I said, you know what? I think a bottom has been put in Apple. But you know what? Just because a bottom's been put in, it looks to me like a bottom's been put in the bond market for now. But I'm not buying the bond market because I don't buy sideways trends either. Sideways trends are blah. Dead money. I went on CNBC earlier this year calling Apple dead money. And it was for several months. It was dead money. But while I was on CNBC, I said at some point, Apple's going to follow the same path that Netflix did. It's going to find that bottom. It's going to go sideways. And eventually, it's going to break out of those support and resistance lines going sideways. It's going to break out to the upside. And it did that in August of this year. And that's when I got back into Apple because it made sense from three point of views. What are those three point of views? Well, let's take a look. Let's first take a look at the performance of the stock. You say, well, you're a momentum investor. Yes, I am. But I also include value. Value is a big chunk of the equation. That makes me a very hybrid type of momentum investor. But let's begin with the performance. Over the last 10 years, Apple's delivered 49% per year to investors. Of course, much of that was the jobs era. Over the last 5 years, 44%. Over the last 3 years, 21.5%. But Apple's had a difficult time of it the last year or so. Apple's down 3.5% over the last 12 months, while the market is up 27.8%. It's trailed the market by 30 percentage points. It was good advice to stay out of Apple over the last year. But then I got back into Apple. Actually, yeah, August. I think it was August. Somewhere in there. I'd have to look at the newsletter. Yeah, that's when it broke out. And Apple's been going up ever since. The performance is back. The performance grade is an A- right now. The momentum grade has improved to C+. But it's picking up steam. The chart is fantastic on Apple. Now let's take a look at the valuation on Apple, which proves the point that I'm not a pure momentum investor. Valuation is a big part of my equation. Apple's currently trading at 11.5 times forward earnings. That's a huge discount to the overall market. Now, Apple's not the 30 or 40% grower that it once was. No way. You know, over the last 5 years, Apple's growth has averaged 54% per year. But going forward, over the next 5 years, the analyst expectations are about 14% per year. See, that's one of the reasons why Apple had to recalibrate, and it did it very quickly. No longer is it a 40, 50% grower. No, it's slowing down considerably. Look at their last four quarters. 18%, 11%, 1%, 4%. 14% over the next 5 years may be a little bit optimistic, but I'm going with it. I come up with a target price just north of $900 now on Apple over the next 5 years, and it's currently trading at $560. It has 80% upside potential, which also meets my criteria for valuation. And that last criteria I look at is the chart. I don't like sideways trends. No, Apple broke out of a sideways trend in August of this year. I don't like downtrends. Now, that downtrend is way in the rearview mirror now. It's in an uptrend. I don't like trends that are topping out, getting ready to roll over. That's the most dangerous one of all. That's the one we've got to be on guard for here in the stock market, which has had such a good year in 2014, 13. Eventually, it's going to plateau, the stock market is, and go sideways and then start to roll over. And you want to run like hell at that point in time. Apple is just beginning a new uptrend. There's no guarantees. I don't make recommendations, but Apple, once again, is an example of a best stock now. Out of 3,700 stocks, it comes in at number 372, and it gets a grade of A-. I only buy A- or better, and I currently have a big position in Apple again. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? What, 3-4 weeks left in 2013? And then it's time for the New Year's resolutions, isn't it? Well, one of your New Year's resolutions should be at least to know what's going on in your 401k at work, in your IRAs, or with your own finances. You know, it doesn't take that much. And it is a big part of our life, you know, whether we want it to be or not, it is. You know, a lot of people are allowed to move their 401ks, take an in-service distribution at their company. If you have a 401k that's very limiting to you, you may have the option at your workplace to roll it out with no tax penalty and have it professionally managed elsewhere and buy whatever, stocks, ETFs, good mutual funds, more than what are offered at your workplace. So, you know, if you have any questions, we can look into your plan. I have a specialist, an expert here at Gunderson Capital Management on plans. And she'll take a look at your plan to see if your plan allows you, which many plans do, to have it managed somewhere else. You can give us a call at our number, which I'll give at the end of the show, or you can go to our website at pwstreet.com. I think one of the big light bulbs that should have gone off in your head this year, you know, modern portfolio theory and this whole thing of hedging and asset allocation and having things scattered all over heck. It hasn't been a good year for asset allocators. It wasn't a good year last year for asset allocators. You're really setting yourself up for 5-6% returns over time. You're never going to lose too much. You're never going to have a horrible year, and you're never going to have a good year. It almost is the same thing as buying one of these guaranteed index annuities where you participate in the up years, but you're capped. You're capped big time because they're hedging too. Hedging's expensive. Hedging is not free. Hedging comes with a big price. But you're also protected on the downside. And you have to decide, every person has to decide for themselves where their comfort level lies and whether or not they're happy with how their portfolio is going. The best thing that you can do, everybody gets some time off around the holidays. Take a look at where you started this year with your portfolio. Take a look at where you ended the year. Take a look at how much you put in during the year and figure out the results and then compare it with the averages. If you've been in an asset allocation, you should have done about 6 or 7% this year. If you were in the stock market, the S&P, 25% is probably the benchmark you want to use for the stock market. If you're a bond investor, negative 10% would be the benchmark, unfortunately, that you'd want to use. But figure it out. How did you do? This was a superior year. And I found over time that you better take advantage of those superior years because they don't come along very often. And at the same time, you better have some kind of a defense or some kind of plan or some kind of exit strategy or something, some way of trying to protect yourself in the down years in the market, because you can also suffer those big down drafts when they come along from time to time. Every 5 years, every 7 years, whatever it is, you're going to have a big downdraft in a bear market. And you have to have some plans of what to do then. And that's a good question to ask your current person. The asset allocator will say, well, you know what? We're going to suffer that year on our stock side of our portfolio. But the bond side of the portfolio is going to offset that. And if you go back to 2008, when the market was down 38%, the bond market was up 32% that year. And the net result was a 50-50 portfolio. You only lost 3%. But then you fast forward to this year when the market's up 25% and you're only up 6%. So you see, it has its downside, it has its upside. It just kind of keeps you right towards the middle, pretty much. The middle, in my opinion, the stocks that are in the middle in my app, I call them the mediocre stocks. I call those returns mediocre, mediocrity. Vanilla, there's 31 flavors, you know. Vanilla's right in the middle. No, I'm just, you know, look, that's just my opinion. If you can just tilt it a little bit towards the right asset classes, and if you can tilt it even a little bit more, where you avoid the gold this year, which was down 25%, where you avoid the bond market, which was down about 12-13%, and you were heavily weighted in the U.S. stock market, in particular small cap stocks, man, that can make a huge difference over time. Just a huge difference over time. So anyways, you know, you got the month of December to think about it. Should have some time off around the holidays. It's time to evaluate things a little bit. And, you know, you say, well, how do I stay on top of the asset classes, where to be in the market? Well, I have three tools. They're all free. The app, my free app, includes all the asset classes. I'm pretty sure it does. I will make sure. If it doesn't, it should. And I'm pretty sure it does. All the asset classes and the sectors in the market are part of the free app. If you just look at that and nothing else, is going to help guide you tremendously with your 401k and your college funds and everything else. I have my newsletter, which I publish every week. The free newsletter goes into all the asset classes. That's probably the most important part of the entire newsletter. And I don't charge anything for you to listen to my show every day. That's also a freebie. And every day, every Monday in particular, I go over where I think folks should be in the market at any given point in time. And I've been a broken record in 2013. I've told you should be 100% invested in the stock market. Until it's over, it ain't over. But it will be over at some point, and then we'll have to reallocate and go wherever the action goes. We don't know where it's going to go next. Will it be gold? Will it be China? Will it be Latin America? That's why you want to stay tuned in 2014. You can get the newsletter, pwstreet.com, or you can give us a call to discuss things that we do here at Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Take care. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.